Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, perfection renunciation, text number 3. Tyajam doshad vidityeke karma prahura manishinaha jagnadana tapa karma na tyajam iti chapare tyajam must be given up. Doshavat as an evil. Iti thus. AK one group. Karma work. Prahu they say. Manishina great thinkers. Yagya of sacrifice. Dana, charity, tapa, and penance, karma, works, na, never, tyajam, are to be given up, iti, thus, cha, and, apare, others. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Some learned men declare that all kinds of fruitive activities should be given up as faulty. Yet other sages maintain that acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance should never be abandoned. Purport. There are many activities in the Vedic literatures which is subject of contention. For instance, it is said that animal can be killed in a sacrifice. Yet some maintain that animal killing is completely abominable. Although animal killing in a sacrifice is recommended in the Vedic literature, the animal is not considered to be killed. The sacrifice is to give a new life to the animal. Sometimes the animal is given a new animal life after being killed in the sacrifice. And sometimes the animal is promoted immediately to the human form of life. But there are different opinions among the sages. Some say that animal killing should always be avoided, and others say that for a specific sacrifice, it is good. All these different opinions on sacrificial activity are now being clarified by the Lord Himself. So Bhagavad Gita is a summary of the entire Vedic literature. And in the entire Vedic literature, there are many different levels of instruction. Because as Krishna says, Trigunya Vishaya Veda, nice Trigunya Bhavarjana, Idvandvam Nitya Saptastani Yoga Shema Atmavan, that the Vedas generally deal with the three modes of material nature. In other words, in order to understand Krishna consciousness, one has to come to a certain level of consciousness. One has to go beyond the normal level of ignorance and passion. Only in goodness can one actually understand what's the value of Krishna consciousness. So in order to help people come to the mode of goodness, there are instructions in the Vedas to gradually elevate one. And therefore there are Vedas for those in the mode of ignorance, there are Vedas for those in the mode of passion, and there are Vedas and instructions for those in the mode of goodness, and then there's transcendental literature. The idea is that to help people progress from one stage of consciousness to the next. And if one can take immediately to Krishna consciousness, and one is considered to be the most fortunate, because one has come to the conclusion of the Vedas, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yomam eva masamudo janati purushottama sasaravit vajante mam sarabhavena bharata. That anyone who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is said to be the knower of everything. And therefore he engages himself in full devotional service. Iti guyatma shastram idan yuktva mayanaga etad bhutva buddhimatvam krita krita shivarata. That this is the most confidential part of all the Vedic scriptures, that anyone who knows this will become wise and his endeavors will know perfection. In other words, if we can accept Krishna as being the Supreme and engage in His service, then we've come to the conclusion of all the Vedic knowledge. But for those who have not come to that platform, there's a gradual process of elevation, and that elevation is gradually to develop some experience. In other words, we have to develop faith in the words of Krishna by experience. So those who cannot have faith directly, that simply by chanting Hare Krishna or offering some patram, pushpam, palam, toyam, a leaf, some fruit, some flower to Krishna, then one will actually, Krishna will eat it, and that one will actually get spiritual benefit. So there are sacrifices, as mentioned here. For instance, how the sacrifice is arranged. If you want rain, you could sacrifice for Indra. And indeed, there are Vedic priests who know the mantras in order to have Indra be pacified and provide rain. Just like the residents of Vrindavan, they did a yearly Indra pooj. And because Indra was supplying rain, and the residents of Vrindavan were agriculturalists, and they needed rain to grow the plants and feed the animals. So they used to do Indra pooj. But Krishna stopped the Indra pooj because he said it wasn't necessary. Because if you worship me, then automatically Indra will supply the rain because I'm in control of all the demigods. But luckily, Nanda Maharaj was a devotee of Krishna, so he believed what Krishna said. But not everyone believes what Krishna said. And therefore, even to this day, there are people in India who are worshippers of demigods because they just can't accept Krishna. But that's a way of gradually becoming elevated to accept Krishna's instructions, because if we do worship the demigods, or if someone worships the demigods, they will get some result. And by getting that result, they develop faith in that worship process. We find that Satyajit, he worshiped the sun god, and he in such a nice way that the sun god gave him the Shaimantaka jewel. Plus the sun god gave him Satyabhama. So, you can get something from the sun god if you worship him, but it's not so easy, because worshiping the sun god requires some discipline and the ability to chant mantras, which is lost in Kali Yuga. Therefore, the only thing recommended is the chanting of the holy name. I'm going to stop here. Is there any questions? Okay. We'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.